More proof, you said care packages found with Hezbollah weapons in Lebanon. By Joel B. Polak on February 6, 2025. You said materials were found among weapons used by Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon, according to a newly released photograph. Asher Fredman, a conservative policy analyst and peace advocate who also served in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, as a reservist during the recent conflict in Lebanon, posted a photo Wednesday of a USAID box he had found in a Hezbollah weapons cache. When I served in Lebanon last October, we found huge Hezbollah weapons caches, together with USAID care packages, not to mention UNICEF folders. From the American taxpayer to Hezbollah, with love. At Elon Musk pic.twitter.com/jujbkgn96x. Asher Fredman, at Fredman underscore A, February 5, 2025. The photograph, which has since gone viral, reinforces evidence published by Breitbart News in October 2024 that shows USAID materials among anti-tank missiles found by IDF soldiers after they defeated Hezbollah terrorists. Breitbart News reported. A video published by Israel Defense Forces, IDF, soldiers shows a group of infantrymen surrounding a stockpile of weapons. As the camera pans to the right, a box labeled USAID appears among a set of anti-tank missiles. It is not clear what is in the USAID box, nor why it was found among the weapons. But there is the possibility that terrorists are appropriating USAID assistance for their own purposes. Similarly, photographs and videos from Gaza show Hamas weapons appearing with material from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA. USAID responded at the time. This box is from a humanitarian delivery of food to Lebanese civilians in late 2023. USAID is vigilant about the risk of diversion of assistance and is experienced with responses to crises in the challenging locations where much of our humanitarian assistance is programmed. Our trusted partners are subject to extensive oversight procedures to mitigate the risk of assistance from flowing to individuals or organizations that are affiliated with terrorists. We also work closely with our implementing partners, other donors, and our inspectors general to identify and mitigate risks. USAID does not have reason to suspect that what is seen in this video is more than an old box being reused. Despite those assurances, USAID's activities have come under intense scrutiny since Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has begun looking into the money spent by the agency, which went to a variety of Democrat-aligned groups in Washington, as well as media companies that took pro-Democrat editorial stances. Fredman and Luai Al-Sharif of the United Arab Emirates published an op-ed this week at Breitbart News urging the United States to renew the expansion of the Abraham Accords, which brought several Arab states together with Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.